know, when I was a wee lad, my father was a square dance caller. And it was up in Mona Center. And I would sneak into the dance hall before everyone was downstairs having a bit of food. And I'd sneak up, and I found this canister of stuff that I could pour all over the floor. And it happened to be dance wax. There were a few broken hips that night. It was just covered. Originally from Ironville, Cape Breton, Dan McDonald began playing the fiddle at a young age under the instruction of his father, Lloyd McDonald, Lloyd, himself a well-known and respected Cape Breton fiddler. His early immersion in the strong musical culture of Cape Breton Island informs his now diverse musical voice, which has grown in strength and scope as he has traveled the globe and worked with a myriad of musicians of all styles. And I know this because I've had a number of people say, "Oh, Dan's on your show." Now, that's cool. Everyone seems to like this guy, and it's a bit disturbing, to be quite honest, how many people like you, Dan. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Good to have you. You were here last time with who, what, when, why, where?
I was here with my buddy Brian here, Brian Tahoney.
Yeah.
And my friend Jacob McCauley. And we had a little thing called the Kitchen Party Trio.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about that day.
That was good. Yeah. That was last St. Patrick's Day, I think, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The run-up.
And we've had, who else have we had? Rant Maggie Rant, and we've had, do you remember some of the other ones? Trio something. Nua? Trio Nua? Trio
Nua? Nua? Yeah.
Nua? Something like that. I don't know. I can't remember. Don't expect me to remember all this stuff. Explain who this guy is to your left.
This is my buddy Brian Tahoney from all the way from Sligo, Ireland.
Up Sligo.
West Coast of Ireland. He plays five instruments, so that's why I have him around all the time.
You're like the Dick Van Dyke of Ireland.
Huh?
Huh?
Rip Van Winkle?
Yeah,
yes. Hello. More like it.
Hello.
West Coast of Ireland, north or south West Coast?
Northwest. Good. The northwest.
Yeah. Right. So what county is that from?
County Sligo. Sligo
county
town.
County Sligo. Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm from Donegal.
I'm from County Omagh.
Omagh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Omagh. Mm-hmm. What if I said Omagh? Is that bad?
Nobody would know. Yeah, nobody would know what you're talking
about.
They get
lost.
Who?
That's where the Marshalls came over here, like everybody else in 1850, and landed in the Orangeville area because that's where the potatoes were growing.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. And we kind of took over the town, and then they kicked us out. No. Yeah. You know what we were originally? We were Protestant planters.
Yeah, you go from Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think they call them Ulster Scots.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they call them, yes.
And what's your opinion of those Ulster Scots?
Okay. I'm pleading the fifth.
Moving on. Moving on. It is a thrill to have you back, and it's a thrill for a couple of reasons. One, I love this music so much that I work out to it.
Yes, I remember you saying
that. I don't know anybody else, because something happens. Like, I just want to pound someone in the head. I want to throat punch an opera singer or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we feel like that all the time.
Especially when you're working out, eh, Brian?
Yeah.
What?
Burn!
Ouch. Now, the other reason is that I've grown up with this. My father made me watch Don Messer's Jubilee.
Oh, excellent.
And he had fiddle music going all the time. And up in Shelburne is where our family is,
That's where the big fiddle contest
The big
is.
Fiddle fest.
One of them, anyway.
Yeah. And Graham Townsend would be one of the folks that he would go on about. And, I'm trying to think of some other ones. But anyway, enough about my dad. How about you? Let's talk about this new album, Dan McDonald.
Sure.
This seems to be a bit of a personality disorder thing.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Dan's latest album, Rural Urban, is a brilliant combo platter of traditional music from Ireland and Cape Breton, as well as traditional music in a multi-genre, multicultural, collaborative setting. Longest subtitle for an album I've ever heard.
Well, it's a long album.
Gee. So we all get the first part, traditional music from Ireland and Cape Breton. Mm-hmm. But explain the second part. What's the urban thing?
Well, the urban thing has to do with, like, all the different places I've lived in my life and people that I've worked with. Because, most Cape Bretoners, you either stay in Cape Breton or you leave.
Right.
And I'm one of the ones that left. As were many of the people that I went to high school with, there's only one guy left still living in North Sydney where I went to school. Everybody else is either in Fort McMurray or in the Army or in a couple in Toronto.
Why? There's just no work?
There's nothing left there. No, the biggest industry there now is tourism.
Okay.
But the last coal mine shut down sometime in the early 90s. The cod fishery shut down in the mid 90s.
Okay.
And the the forestry still goes, but it's only a trickle.
Yeah.
And that's all there is there.
Man.
Yeah.
Hard knock life.
Other than tourism, and they just opened up a big cruise ship port in Sydney, so that keeps it going.
Okay, so again, just so I want to read this. So the album is called Rural Urban, and the second part is the one we're trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. Multi-genre, multicultural, collaborative center. Does this mean that right in the middle of a diddle-dee-dee, there's some rap?
Well, not rap, no. Jeez, that'll be on the next record. But on this record, in the middle, there's a couple of tracks with two guys from West Africa that I met here in the city, just being a hired gun fiddle player here for 15 years. I've been in the city 15 years now.
Yeah,
and I played a lot with these guys over for different reasons, you know, just fill it in for this or that. And I just kept thinking that, you know, we don't have – that we have a lot in common. There's not that much that's different about us and the way we approach music. And so, like, for instance, the guy Jaco Bacco from Cameroon, when I told him that I had – 9 brothers and 2 sisters. He said, say mutter. And I said, yeah. And then he was impressed.
That's funny. Say mutter. Yeah. Do you really, that mean, okay, why? Was it that cold?
Something like that. My parents were very devout Catholics. So
that was the other answer I was going with.
That's the deal. Listen,
We are on Facebook Live. We're live streaming on Facebook. Really? So I asked Meathead here to get me spoons so I could play along in the song. And he comes back with 2 plastic spoons.
I looked everywhere. They have a panini maker. They have a toaster oven. They have an automatic coffee maker. There are no actual metal implements in that kitchen.
Wow.
Just so you know.
Can you just put the mic back over there, please?
No problem.
You're really loud.
Mr. Slago.
Might be a self-injury risk or something like that.
Let's get into it, too. Let's save this conversation. Let's rescue the show. Get into a tune. All right, so you're going to be playing the fiddle, I'm assuming.
That's
Dan
correct.
McDonald. The website's danmcdonald.org. We're streaming live. By the way, if you want to watch this, you want to watch the fiddle, you want to watch the guitar, you want to watch it happen, you go to the Drew Marshall Show's Facebook page. I don't know how you find it, but what is our handle again? At the Drew Marshall. That's it. Yeah. Okay. And you can watch what's going on here right now. And Brian will be playing a guitar whose head... Is that a Martin?
It is a Martin, yes.
Beautiful. Is that as old as you?
It's older. It's from 1949.
What?
1949.
No, I heard you. I just... What?
Yeah.
Brian likes the old instruments. He's got many of them.
Good night.
That's just one of the guitars.
What's this song called, boys?
I'm going to play a set of tunes here, and this really kind of gives you the idea of the record. It's called The Drover Lads. And then we're going to play a jig afterwards called The Old Grey Goose. The Drover Lads is a Scottish jig about the fellas that used to take the cattle down from the Highlands down to Glasgow. And the second one is an Irish tune that I learned here in the city with the Irish crowd here called The Old Grey Goose, Michael Coleman music.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Dan McDonald. Thank you. boys. Well done. Yep. Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Oh, people on Facebook are loving it so much that they keep saying, why is the cameraman walking in front of the shot? I'm assuming the person who said it was 80. I don't know. That was my best 80-year-old voice. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning into our Facebook streaming live thingy, whatever it is, our cameraman is more important because that shot's going to be put out on our DrewTube channel. They're going to edit it down and make these guys look even better than they look right now. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. Thank you for tuning in. This is live in The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, Dan McDonald. The website is danmcdonald.org. His latest album, Rural Urban, is not only hard to say, but it's brilliant to listen to. It's a combo platter of traditional music from Ireland and Cape Breton, as well as traditional music in a multi-genre, multicultural, collaborative setting. Good luck figuring that out. He performs regularly at the Brogue in Tirana. You know what? I'm embarrassed to admit I've not been there, and I will go soon.
It's actually in Port Credit.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Here in Ontario on Lakeshore. And it's we play there the first and third Thursday of every month. It's a great time. It's a load of Cape Bretoners come down.
Can you make a note, please? Send me an email or something, Amy, the intern, to correct that next week. I thought it was in Tirana. That's why I've not been there. So that's even better because that's closer.
Close.
I
just
hate
down the street.
Going to the city. I just don't. I live up in Cobequenque now. You know where that is?
Oh, no.
No, it's better that way. Okay. So the Brogue. Okay, so regular gig there?
Yeah, I play at a number of places, but I play there with a guy named Brian McIntyre and Sandy McIntyre.
Right. But Sandy doesn't come that often, does he?
Oh, he comes pretty well every time.
Isn't he like Methuselah's age?
He's
170? That's what I meant, yeah.
But he's doing pretty good. And, good. And he plays for the first. We do a two-hour sit there, and he plays for the first 2 hours.
Dad, I know my dad's listening. Dad, can you and I make a mandate and go do this? We need to do this, please. Father. Oh, Father. you were saying, Dan, that Brian plays how many instruments?
Five that I know of.
Right. Is this is it true, Brian?
Probably is, yes.
Really? You don't know?
Well, I play a lot of instruments, yeah.
What do you play?
Anything with frets and strings. And some without frets.
Yeah, he came from a fiddle-playing family
right.
as well.
Okay, all right. Yeah. What's the one instrument that you're not actually that good at?
Speaking.
This guy's a
Brian's been here since 1988, and I don't figure you've noticed any loss of accent all these years. So,
no,
you know.
Yeah, still. Now, yeah. Let's go back to you, Dan. How many instruments do you play?
I play the fiddle, and I also play the drums.
Do you really?
Yeah, I did a diploma in jazz drums at St. Francis Xavier University in Antigonish, Nova Scotia, and I spent about 8 or 10 years playing drums, blues, jazz, reggae, stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, and then when I moved to Toronto, I started picking up the fiddle again just for fun, because I had a guy in one of my bands that played flute. He's a Newfoundlander.
Like the big wooden flute kind of thing? Flute?
That's right. In the band that I played with him, and he played saxophone, but he also played wooden flute.
Okay.
And he knew my family, and he kept bugging me. And he said, I know that you play the music. And so finally, he convinced me to get the fiddle out again. And when I moved to the city, I just kind of hit the ground running. And it's been like that ever since. I hardly ever play the drums now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that much of an in-demand thing?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
There's a guy, I think I brought this up last time you were here, and I can't remember his name, but it's a fiddle player that has played on a lot of country music folks, like Michelle, country music singer, Wright. Michelle mm-hmm. Wright played on her album, and apparently he sleeps in his car. Like, he's just kind of a part hobo. You think Brian's socially awkward. Holy heart attack. This guy doesn't say a word. Like, he doesn't even look at people. Does that ring any bells? Any kind of fiddle player guys?
Oh, lots of people.
Oh, they're
like
that.
So, not all, but some. Some of the really great ones were like that. There's a guy in Cape Breton. He's gone now. His name is Cameron Chisholm. And he was probably one of the greatest Cape Breton fiddle players, but he was a total recluse. Nobody ever really got to see him play very much because he just didn't like to come out. But you know who did get to see him? It was Liam O'Connor from Dublin, the young fiddle player.
Oh, yeah?
He was down for Celtic Colors, and he's a fan of fly fishing.
Right,
Liam is.
Right.
And he went fly fishing in the Highlands, and who did he run into but Cameron?
No.
And went to his house, and they had a whole afternoon of tunes there.
No talking, just tunes.
Oh, I'm sure there was a bit of talk, but not very much.
Not very much. Oh, boy. Dan McDonald. Excuse me. Pardon me. I should probably shut off the mic for that. DanMcDonald.org is the website, DanMcDonald.org. Dan, my dad threw me down a challenge for you.
Okay.
Four tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you play a wee tiny? That's not even a real word. A little bit of each of these.
Okay.
You ready? You ready?
Ready.
Well, you don't look ready. Your fiddle's down and you're...
I need to hear the titles first.
St. Anne's Reel.
Sure. Coming right up. Key of D there, Brian. Absolutely.
Out of the pocket, eh? Just right out of the pocket.
And
like
I
that.
Wasn't sure which way you were leaning, so I did both the Cape Breton version and the Irish version kind of combined in there.
Well, we know what we're going to do. I want to give my dad a call. I'm going to see if he's actually listening. He told me he would, and we're going to see. So you're going to start dialing. Dad, you better listen to you. If the phone's going to start ringing, pick it up. It's me. All right, let's see. Next one we're going to do here. Mason's Apron.
Sure. Would you like the Sean McGuire version?
Sure.
It has a lot of parts.
Let's do one more.
Sure.
Sure. Soldier's Joy.
Yep.
You don't know this, too.
Of course I do.
This is like request day for Grant Marshall.
D there, Brian.
Just phenomenal. You guys are freaks. I just want to say that in the kindest of ways, you're freak shows, okay?
That's good to hear.
All right, I said that was the last one. I lied.
Okay.
Little Burnt Potato. What? What does that look mean?
I might know it, but I can't think of how it goes. I know a lot of tunes, but not very many titles.
Really?
Do you remember how that goes, Brian?
No, I don't, but I do. I am fancied a little burnt potato every now and again.
You wouldn't mind to eat one?
No.
Oh, yeah. And you like them burnt?
Well, anyway.
Anyway and always. All right. Well, we might have a special guest on the phone. We're just going to put him on hold, yeah, and then see if he's there.
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Grant Marshall.
Enjoying the show.
I'd like to introduce you to Dan McDonald.
Nice to know you, Dan.
Hi there, Grant. Nice to meet you.
Dad, we run into a glitch. We stumped them.
Oh, well.
Now, how does Little Burnt Potato go?
I have no idea.
That's the problem. There's so many tunes.
Yeah,
can't think of how it goes.
I have no idea.
Dad, how did you get into the fiddle music to start?
Well, you mentioned Shelburne, and, of course, that was just a must in August, the fiddle contest. Mm-hmm. And Landry came up from Deer Country.
Of course, yeah.
And he would play there, you know, every year.
Absolutely, definitely.
And, of course won quite a few times.
Yeah, Ned Landry, yeah.
He was certainly a fixture. Messer never did come.
No.
But Landry did, and there were others, too. What about the fiddler from Cape Breton, Jolliki or the River?
Sorry?
He just died a little while ago.
You mean Buddy McMaster? Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good friend of my family's, long friend of my family's.
Oh, way
yeah.
to bring that up, Dad. He just died. Nice.
Well, I know,
but he died a few years ago now.
Okay.
He had a tune, didn't he?
You had a few.
Yeah, we did. Is there a river there, the Jolliquee, or the what?
I'm trying to think now.
We expect all fiddle players to know all other fiddle players' tunes.
Yeah.
You know?
There's thousands of tunes.
I got one called The River Bend. It's by Dan R. McDonald. Maybe that's the one you're thinking of.
Maybe that's the one.
I'll give it a try for you and see if you recognize it.
So have a listen to this, Dad.
Key of A, Dad.
Key of A, Dad. Just for you, Grant Marshall.
That was a good one.
That was a dandy.
Good. Yeah, glad to hear it.
Now, listen, I would just want to ask my dad a question here. Father.
Yes.
If you were to do a little square dance calling, what would be your favorite number that you'd call to?
Well, we could call to, well, I usually say just play anything and I'll fill in.
Yeah, that's usually the way it goes.
But that's usually the way it goes.
But of all the, like St. Anne's Reel, Mason's Apron, Soldier's Joy, pick one of those. We just did them, but you seem to know those ones the best.
Well, you can play St. Anne's Reel. That's the favorite.
That's a good one. That's a pan-Canadian tune. They play that right from one end of the country to the other.
All right.
And they also play it in Ireland, too.
Oh, yeah.
Do they really?
Play it a little bit different. Gee. And that's what I learned when I came to Toronto.
Yeah.
I've been playing that tune since I was a kid, but when I started to go to the Irish sessions, I noticed they played it a different way.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
And so I got that as well, because I think it's better to get everything.
Well, listen, this is my father's international debut on the radio, doing a little square dance. Dad, remind our listeners how old of a gentleman you might be.
Well, I think I just turned 85.
Okay. Good man yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
85. And the last time you actually called a square dance was?
Oh, now it's 2 or 3 years ago for sure. It was an anniversary party that my sister had, so we had to have a square dance, of course.
You know what's funny? Somebody asked me to put on a Cape Breton square dance not long ago, a few years ago.
Yes.
And there's not very many people here in Ontario that call a Cape Breton square dance because everybody knows what they're doing already. There's not really callers.
No, you don't need a caller.
They don't use them. But here in Ontario, you need to do that because half the people don't know what they're doing. So
yeah.
I got a number off a friend of mine, Marcy McDonald, and I call him. And he's here. I think he was in Brampton or something like that. And
sure.
I said, I'm having this dance, Cape Breton dance, and they need a caller because they're a bunch of mainlanders. And so what do you think? Do you think you would be into doing it? There's not many people that can call a Cape Breton dance. And the guy Marcy said, I explained where it was and everything. And the guy Marcy says to me, buddy, it sounds like fun and I'd love to do it, but I'm 92 and the doctor said I shouldn't stress myself.
That's a great excuse. Oh, my goodness.
Couldn't argue with that.
No, not at all. Dad, you got 7 years to go, okay?
They all do the modern square dancing, you know, the pattern dancing.
Yeah.
And everybody's moving, but I like the old-fashioned kind, of course.
Right.
Oh, now, hold on. Listen, he's going to go on. This is the Drew Marshall Show, okay? Just want to let everyone know, starring Grant Marshall, calling a square dance with Dan McDonald and Brian, whose last name I'm not even going to try to pronounce because it scares me every time. No, I'm going to try it. Brian, say it again.
Tahani.
Tahani.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time.
Let her go.
Let her go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'll start this one off Shelburne style there, Grant.
Yeah, all right. Do it. And all join hands in the center fall, and not much more, let's hear you call. The yellow on the left of the corners, all, and the yellow on the right, golden of the grand chain. Pass her by and give her a smile, meet her again in a very wee while, and when you meet her, why, how do you do? Swing you and she'll swing you, all, swing with your partners, all, swing. The first couple round to the right. and join your hands and circle four halfway round, dip and dive, ocean wave here and there, cross the hall, and back again, on the next and circle a half, and up the last of all, dip and dive here and there, all the sea, and don't get mixed. Now, element left of the corners all, and do-si-do with your own little doll. Do-si-do with the corners all, and all swing. Enjoying your hands, it's all day. Thank you very much, that's it. That's all.
There he is, Grandpa Zoll. Oh, buddy. That was a gas, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you all right there, lad?
Oh, I'm sitting in the chair. Enjoying the music.
Oh, my goodness. That is great.
At the wind-up of the fiddle contest, they always would play that Soldier's Joy.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's 20 fiddlers on the stage, they all knew it.
Yeah, see, that's a good bet that they would all know that one.
Dad?
It's a pleasure to meet you. We'll have to go down and see you some night.
That would be great.
You heard me say we need to do that on the air, right?
Yes, of course.
Dad, we'll see you on Thanksgiving, sir.
Yes, and that's going to be next Sunday. That's good.
That's right. All right,
nice
Dad.
Nice to be on the air.
Yeah, great to have you, Dad. I love you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was a moment.
What was the name of the song that they played? I didn't get it.
Saint Anne's Reel.
Saint Anne's Reel. Yeah. My dad's breathing like he's still on the phone. I thought that was Darth Vader there for a second. I didn't know.
He's trying to freak you out and it's working.
I didn't know James Earl Jones liked fiddle music. That's good. Gee, I'm flummoxed. To have my dad do that was just a blast.
That's great.
I got to tell you, we were going... By the way, this is a radio show. I keep forgetting people listen. Hi, everyone. This is Drew Marshall. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're also Facebook Live right now, video streaming. Go to our Facebook page. The handle is at The Drew Marshall, and you'll see us there. Boys, give everyone a little wave. Little wave. There we go. There's the boys right there. Dan McDonald and Brian Tahini.
Very close.
Very close, yes.
Tahini. That's easy, because a buddy of mine is named Paul Henderson. He scored the winning goal, 72, against the Russians, and they call him Henny.
There you go.
And you say, Ta-Henny. Thanks, Henny.
Yeah.
Boing. See what I did there?
Bingo.
You're the best, Drew.
Thank you, Tim. All right. Yeah. What song are we doing, Dan McDonald?
Well, my buddy Brian here has got the banjo out, the four-string tenor banjo, which you don't see very often.
No?
You see lots of five-string banjos, but the four-string tenor is primarily used by either Irish people or Dixieland people.
Yeah.
And we're going to play some music from Brian's part of the world, some Michael Coleman music.
Okay.
And it's going to be, Morning Dew and the Woman of the House.
Beautiful. Live in the Drew Marshall Show, Dan McDonald. out of the park again. Well done, boys. Well done, lads.
Thank you.
By the way, social media intern, this is the moments where we all clap. Way to go, guys. Way to go. Listen. Wow, she's got such a little, like a mouse clap. Supposed to Hercules. There you go. That's better. Man, your clap up. That just sounded weird too. All right. What? You should write a song called that, eh? What?
I think you can get a shot for that now or something.
I don't.
That's right. Be all right.
You guys are fun. How long have you known each other?
Geez, long too long now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too long. Yeah. Bothering each other for years.
Dan McDonald, the website is danmcdonald.org. His latest album is called Rural Urban, and it's a brilliant combo platter of traditional music from Ireland and Cape Breton, as well as traditional music in a multi-genre, multicultural collaborative setting. He performs regularly at the Brogue Inn, not in Toronto, in Mr. and Mississauga.
Yes. I also perform in Toronto at a place called The Local on Roncesvalles.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
and
of that.
I'll be playing there today, actually, at 5 with Tom Power from CBC.
Well, that's not going to help. Well, how long are you playing for? I can't get there.
Five until 7.
Oh,
they have short slots there, but it's a great place.
Yeah.
It's where a lot of original music in the city and artists kind of work out what they do. It's a great place to do it.
I have to go to the Ontario Folk Music Conference at the Hilton, Airport Hilton, right after the show.
Yeah, that's happening all weekend.
Yeah. Are you going to pop in?
I probably will be popping in, but I'm not doing a showcase this
year. Just a schmooze in the lobby?
That's right.
That's what I'm doing, schmoozing, hanging around.
Good man.
Yeah, just breathe on people awkwardly. All right, I want to give you guys a little break. We're going to go a little bit longer with you just because we can, because we actually like you. And I want to play a clip, though. This is our video of the week. I hope you guys can hear this. Because you can't have the kind of nonsense we're having going on here today and not have this gentleman. People seem to be talking about how bad kids are these days. But nobody wants to talk about how bad today's parents are. And this is my kind of father. I literally LOL'd almost all the way through this. And it's pretty hilarious. So have a listen to this fella. See if you can understand his Glaswegian accent. I'm sure he's from Glasgow, for sure. Have a listen.
I've got a 23-year-old daughter who still lives at home, and the toughest part about that is, without a shadow of a doubt, having to constantly daily remind and reassure her that her eyebrows are banging. What's happening, ladies? When did eyebrows become the most important part of a woman's body? I've already been through the makeup stage with her. God, she wore enough makeup to scare a drag queen back into wearing chinos. But now it's just like, jipe my eyebrows, Dad. Jipe my eyebrows. Jipe my eyebrows, Dad. Jipe my eyebrows. And I made the big mistake once. She asked me if I thought they were bushy. All I said was, well, let's just say Thumper wants his feet back. Next thing I seen was a remote control flying through the air. I was like, oh, you get to your bedroom and take your eyebrows with you, because here's the thing. We know when you've had your eyebrows done. Not because they look any different, because you don't shut up about it. My daughter will come home and she'll be like, do you like my eyebrows, Dad? Just got them done. Do you like my eyebrows? Do you like my eyebrows, Dad? Do you like them? She'll post it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. And then all you ladies, you do that amazing thing where you all rally around and you leave comments. And you're like, oh my God, they're so nice. You look so beautiful. Where did you get them done? They look the exact same. They look the exact same as what they did before you went to get them done. They don't look any different. All right, no different at all. And I totally get that it's for use, right? And I love that. And I appreciate that. And I respect that, because it's definitely not for men. We don't care about your eyebrows. We don't. Two men have never once been standing chatting at a bar. A woman's walked in. Never once in the history of man has one man said to another man, oh, mate, check out the eyebrows on her. I just want to walk over and go, oh, yeah, we don't care. When have you ever once been making love to your man? Right, he's been behind you. Have you ever felt a hand coming over the top of your head trying to get a sneaky feel of your eyebrow? No! Because we don't care. And even if we did, you'd be like, what are you doing, you daft gimp? You can touch my boobs, you can touch my bum, don't ever touch my eyebrows, all right? An ex-girlfriend once said to me, my eyebrows are semi-permanent. Stop making up words! Semi-permanent is an oxymoron. That doesn't exist. You can't have semi-permanent. That's impossible. Although, if you put those two words back to front...
Anyway. Oh, my goodness. He is a funny, funny guy. I don't know who he is, but I saw that, and I thought, I got to play this now instead of later. We're going to save it later. But
you got to love the people from Glasgow.
Oh, they just say it like it is.
I played at a theater in Glasgow when I was touring with an Irish dancing show called The Magic of Ireland, and we played at the Pavilion Theater downtown Glasgow. And it's a beautiful old theater. It's one of the oldest ones in town. It's a shelf style with the people kind of on shelves.
Yeah.
So we're signing autographs. And the piper in the band, in the show, Brian Bigley, he used to do a little number where he'd put the pipes down and get up and dance because he was also an Irish dancer.
All right.
And the audience would love it because it would be a big surprise. You know, he'd just hop up and start dancing and the place go nuts. So we're signing autographs afterwards. And this woman comes up to him, and she looks to be about 96 years old, you know. And she says to him, you're a wee beastie. And he kind of smiled, and he didn't know what to say to that. And then she pointed to a fella coming down the stairs with two canes. He looked to be at least 160 years old.
Yeah.
And he's coming down the stairs with two canes, and she says, that's Walter. He's a wee beastie, too. Very funny people.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, man, I just want you guys to hang out. You know what's missing? A pint. Really. I mean, just seriously. I don't think I've ever been as thirsty as I am right now. It's something about this music that just gets me going. All right. Let's do a final number, fellas. Sure. What do you feel like maybe doing?
I think I'll play Strathspey and Two Reels. If they're on the record. The Strathspey is called Dusky Meadow. And the Reels, the first one is called, what's it called now? It's by Jerry Holland. Yeah, Robert Stubbard. It's about a fiddle player from Cape Breton. And the second one is Ball and Pin. It's an old Scottish one.
Beautiful. I love it. Again, I want to tell you about this fella, Dan McDonald, danmcdonald.org. He's in the studio here with Brian Tahaney. Did I say it right?
Perfect.
Brian Tahaney. He is the Dick Van Dyke of Ireland, who plays all the instruments. Have you ever seen Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins? And he comes out with that thing, and he's got the cymbals going, and the big bang drum, and the blowing.
My God, I was about
exactly
four
like
when
that.
I saw that movie.
Well, you were four when you saw it. Get out of here.
I can't remember that far back. I can hardly remember it this morning.
Yeah, I know. It's a problem. Well, you guys are fun. Dan McDonald, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Thank you. beautiful stuff. You've got to be kidding me. That actually transports me, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's very, very few things that penetrate my thick cranium and just get right to the heart of who I am. And that is just, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to start sounding mushy. Mushy peas. Dan McDonald, that's who has been performing here on the show. What a treat. And he'll probably come back another time in the future. I want to go out with, I don't know, I'm just going to pick something here to go out with. We do want to just say that Dan is performing at the Brogue Inn in Mississauga and the local in Tarana. And his album is Rural Urban. It's a brilliant combo platter of traditional music from Ireland and Cape Breton, as well as traditional music in a multi-genre, multicultural, collaborative setting. Must have been a better way to say that.